incoming message.
Sometimes we confuse forgiveness with forgetting. Forgiveness is not about erasing the memories of your experience. It is the choice to release the shackles that past circumstances have on your present and on your future. It is an act of transformation, enabling us to free ourselves from the heavy burdens of resentment and bitterness. Forgiveness is a conscious and deliberate decision. It is a choice to let go of the negative emotions that are associated with a particular event or an individual. It is a process. It requires strength, courage, and a willingness to embrace vulnerability. Forgiving does not mean condoning the actions of other people or pretending that the harm inflicted was inconsequential. Instead, it is a radical act of self-love and self-preservation. It's acknowledging that holding on to anger and resentment only serves to poison our well-being. Holding a grudge is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. When we carry a grudge, we are allowing the past to dictate our future. Anger and bitterness are a chain that binds us to that pain and prevents us from moving effectively forward. When we choose to forgive, it is a conscious effort for liberation. It enables us to break free from the emotional bondage that is keeping us tethered to the past. By choosing to forgive, we begin to reclaim control over our narrative. We are refusing to allow the actions of other people to define our sense of self. Forgiveness fosters healing. When we harbor anger and resentment, it has a detrimental effect on our physical, emotional, and mental health. Listen, studies indicate that chronic anger contributes to high blood pressure, heart disease, and a weakened immune system. When we forgive, we release the negative emotions that we are withholding, and we allow our bodies and minds to begin to heal. And over time, it provides a sense of peace and well-being. It is a gift that we give to ourselves. We are choosing to break a cycle of victimhood and take back our power. It is not about exonerating the wrongdoer. No, it is untangling ourselves from the clutches of the resulting resentment. When we choose to forgive, we are deciding to prioritize our mental and emotional health over our desire for revenge and retribution. Forgiveness is an act of self-empowerment. It enables us to rise above our circumstances and emerge with greater strength and fortitude. It can also be a bridge to reconciliation if we want that. It may not always be possible or in our best interest to restore a relationship with the person who caused the pain, but it can open the door to greater inner peace and a possibility of rebuilding lost trust. To forgive, we must look beyond the actions that hurt us and recognize the humanity in ourselves and in others. Listen, forgiveness is a challenging process, especially when someone has treated you poorly. It's a personal journey. It's gonna take time, but it can be empowering and beneficial for our own well-being.
You must acknowledge your feelings. Allow yourself to feel and validate the emotions you're experiencing. You have to understand the impact on you. Set boundaries. Establish healthy boundaries with a person who hurt you. That might involve limiting or cutting off that person altogether. Empathize with the other person. Try to understand the reason or circumstances that may have led them to act the way that they did. It's not excusing their behavior, but it can provide a perspective and make it easier to let go and ultimately choose to forgive. It's a conscious decision, but it will release the hold that those actions have had on your emotions. It is a gift that you can give to yourself. Don't forget, rate, review, and subscribe.